Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Tuesday, 30th of May, 2023 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. A background to that news and sport and business and Sea Watch and travel updates and the newsmakers in person. This evening, obey the road signs or face the consequences. 3 years before Ronald's Way gets enough air traffic controllers. Internet voting is on the Electoral Commission's agenda. 17% earning below the living wage, and more TT Praxis this evening.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Siobhan Fletcher.
Fastamai. Roads around the Snaefell mountain course are now being closed ahead of tonight's qualifying session. The mountain road is now shut. All other roads will follow at 6pm. The second qualifying session of TT 2023 will get underway in around an hour's time. Meanwhile, police have said the volume of traffic between Union Mills and Ballacrane is leading to some very slow-moving traffic there. There are officers at Ballacrane doing their best to get everyone home, but drivers are asked if you have another option of another direction, use it. Online voting could become a part of the way we cast votes in general elections. The Electoral Commission here is looking at ways to make the polls more accessible and increase the number of people exercising their right to vote. The latest earnings survey, which shows an increase in the number of people earning less than the calculated living wage, has been described as shocking. Devon Watson from the Manx Labour Party says it highlights that residents are not being rewarded for their work. Further afield, tech industry leaders have warned that artificial intelligence could lead to the extinction of humanity. Dozens of bosses say preventing the threat should be a global priority alongside the pandemic or nuclear war. And Harry Styles has broken the record for the highest-selling stadium show in Scotland. 65,000 people went to the Murrayfield Stadium in Edinburgh to see him on Saturday. There are your headlines. News at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Gora Mayad, thank you, Siobhan. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, no wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is smooth or slight. Ben McCree's just heading on the outskirts of Doctor's Bay. Should be on the link span in about 25 minutes or so. Tonight, dry with some evening sunshine, a light breeze, partially cloudy. Overnight minimum is 12 Celsius. A very pleasant evening on the Isle of Man. For tomorrow, Wednesday, Jacrane, dry and sunny, light breezes. Daylight maximums 21 tomorrow. After dark, down to 12. And Thursday, Jerdain, much the same, dry and fine, and up to 21 Celsius. Tight on the way back in. High waters at 9:15 tonight. Sunset 22 minutes to 10. The overnight low tides 3:30. Sunrise 6 minutes before 5. And the morning high water at 18 minutes past 9.
Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke splashbacks for your kitchen in any colours. Speak to the team on 674 573.
Motorists are being urged to obey signage around the Isle of Man's roads or face the consequences. The Isle of Man Constabulary says they've already stopped two vehicles for going the wrong way against the one-way system on the mountain road. Here's PC Louise Kenyuk.
Each year we learn from our hotspots where we have accidents, where we have issues, shall we say, and we flex and change with it. So when we notice patterns of bikes or cars going and using different roads, we'll put patrols into there, and it's about being seen and people seeing us. So it's not about spoiling fun, it's about enforcement, engagement, and also just being visible. So we work towards patterns every year and learn from them, hopefully. Whether you're local to the island or a visitor, it's being aware of the signs, the roads, know your limits. We use all these buzzwords and phrases all the time, but they really do make sense. So the roads sometimes change, so they might not be like they normally are during the year because of certain events, because of road closures. So it's actually looking at your signs, looking up, driving safely, and we all have to pass a highway code or whatever test to learn to ride a bike or drive a car, etc. So we should know the signs. So maybe we need to just remember and just use them and just be safe with each other. We work massively long shifts, sometimes all year round, but this time of year they're extended. They're 12 hours. My colleagues, look at this show, I'm not, but my colleagues, they're doing about 10 plus hours on their feet walking, engaging with the public and patrolling around our areas, and they're wearing this plus more. It's not easy, but do you know what? It's what we do. We don't want thanks and sympathy for it, but it's quite heavy, isn't it? They're not the coolest things to wear, shall we say, but I'd rather that than officers wearing shorts, because I don't think that would work very well.
Well, the year could be 2026. It could be as long as 3 years before the Isle of Man Airport has enough air traffic control staff to prevent disruption to flights. We're told trainees are working towards their endorsements, but it'll be a while yet before they'll be in the tower. From Manx Radio News, Christian Jones.
Due to Civil Aviation Authority rules, those in air traffic control can only be in the tower for 90 minutes at a time. Retiring staff means the workforce isn't always able to overlap fatigue breaks, and subsequently flights are delayed. However, Airport Director Gary Cobb says he is aware of the disruption and is making changes.
We're changing the roster to be able to facilitate more of the opening hours, moving it a little bit at the start of the day helps. So ATCOs that start in the morning have to take their mandated fatigue breaks every 90 minutes. If they start later on in the morning, then that can stretch to 2 hours. If an air traffic controller goes over by a minute from their scheduled time, they'll get called into the CAA. Their license is potentially put into jeopardy, and then I'll probably get called into the CAA as well. There is a reason why air travel is the safest mode of travel, and that is all the rules and regulations that we follow. These rules happen everywhere. I think one of the things that comes up with, I hear occasionally on social media, tea breaks. I think that's probably people mishearing fatigue breaks, and again, they're mandatory. The rules are laid down. We have just moved to some European Aviation Safety Agency rules, but again, in old CAP 670, for those that want to have a look at the rules, they're pretty well laid down.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
Well, we could be voting in general elections via the internet in years to come. It's part of a number of items the Electoral Commission's putting up for discussion. A member of the board is Peter Whiteway.
I think electronic voting probably is a direction of travel rather than an immediate solution. Obviously, there's quite a lot of challenges associated with electronic voting, not least of which is the security and the development of systems to make that sort of process work. I suppose, to an extent, there is an expectation amongst some people that in this day and age where a lot of transactions are done electronically, that the option to do voting electronically is something we should actually strive to achieve, although not as an exclusive method of casting a vote.
A public meeting was recently held which saw a disappointing turnout. Ramsey Commissioner Ewan McGuinness was critical of that.
Could be there's a general apathy. It could be that what the Electoral Commission is and what it's intending to do is simply not known. It could be that the fact that the meeting was only really advertised at the very last minute could be a factor and people weren't aware it was on. People won't appreciate the ramifications of this current consultation until it's already happened. I think that whatever will occur, people will be unhappy with in 2 or 3 years' time and not really appreciate that their opportunity to do something about it is long since passed. And I get it. I appreciate that the wheels of government move slowly and they can't sort of react that quickly, but it is just in the sort of dead zone with regards to elections that I don't think anyone sees it as a real pressing matter at the moment.
So is there an appetite to talk elections, or is there a general lack of interest? I chatted to these people in Douglas.
Yeah, I think I would.
In the area, yes, I would, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
They all say exactly the same thing in the manifesto, so how to choose.
Each people that get in, you don't hear from them after. You get all the votes, people knocking on doors, and then you don't hear anything after that.
The publication of the government's annual earnings report shown 16.9% of workers on the Isle of Man earn less than the calculated living wage. Is Douglas Council and member of the Manx Labour Party, Devon Watson.
It's not only the fact that people at the very bottom are seeing a declining standard of living or a stagnating standard of living, every worker. So when you look at the compensation at constant prices, there's been virtually no wage growth for manual or non-manual workers across the entire economy since 2008. We're approaching a decade and a half of lost economic growth, and we are some of the only workers in the past 100 years who don't expect to see their living standards rise as time goes on. But what we have seen is we have seen sharp and sustained economic growth. But what this means is if our compensation is rising, but economic growth is rising, it does mean that we are increasingly productive, but we are receiving a lower chunk of those rewards. What we need to do is we need to tackle the root cause of this, because there are rising wages overall. It just isn't keeping up with the rising standard of living. And what we need to do that is better public services. So any additional wages people earn aren't chewed up in higher rents, in higher transport costs. So what we need to do is we need government intervention to provide cheap, free alternatives to our current transport options, massive investment in social housing in order to lower down average rent costs. We need investment in public services so people don't feel like they have to resort to private medical care because of long NHS waiting lists. There's a large number of things to do, but that requires changing the way we view the economy and changing the way we structure our economy.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Motorship Ben McCree departed Heysham at 11 minutes past two. She's into the bay at the moment, almost into the harbour, and will be on to the Linkspan fairly shortly. Departing this evening at 7:45 for Heysham, getting there at 11:30. The overnight departure is at 2:15, back to Douglas at 6:15 tomorrow morning. High-speed craft Mananan departed Douglas at 1:01. She got into Liverpool just after 3:30. She left some 20 minutes ago from Liverpool and will be into Douglas tonight at 8:20. There'll be a late departure for Mananan, 12:30 from Liverpool, back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 3:30. And departures tomorrow morning from Douglas at 8 o'clock, Ben McCree to Heysham, 8:30, Mananan through to Liverpool.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Manx Cares released an update to its services during the TT fortnight. Here's the update producer, Rhiann Evans.
The emergency department and MEDS, the Manx Emergency Doctors Service, will be operating as normal during the festival. MEDS are open from 6 p.m. until 8 a.m. each day over TT. And the MIU will be open from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. for the whole of the TT festival. Most other health-related services will be running as usual, but will be closed on the two bank holidays, which are Monday the 29th of May and Friday the 9th of June. All of the following will be shut on those days. GP practices, which are also closed on weekends, but cover will be provided by MEDS. The Diabetes Centre, however, a specialist advisory service, is operating 24/7. Details on that can be found at manxradio.com. Community dental services and NHS contracted dental services, however, emergency dental care can be provided by the emergency dental service. Again, more details on that can be found on this story on our website. Optician practices will also be shut on those two bank holidays. Urgent eye conditions will be seen via MEDS or the emergency department. All community-based therapy and podiatry services will be closed. Also, the Macmillan Cancer Information and Support Service. Any emails or voicemails will be picked up from Tuesday the 30th of May and Monday the 12th of June onward. MCALs will be shut, and also the vaccination team will not be offering any vaccines on Monday the 29th of May or from Monday the 5th of June to Friday the 9th of June. Finally, breastfeeding buddies will not run over the TT fortnight in either venue. Breastfeeding buddies will resume in St John's Ambulance Headquarter on Wednesday the 14th of June at 9:30 and in Andrea's School on Friday the 16th of June at 1 o'clock. More details on that can be found at manxradio.com, where you can also find the community pharmacy rota.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
It's 16 minutes before 6. RHA Magnesita, the refractory products company based in Vienna, surged today after Ignite Luxembourg Holdings, which is directly managed by Rhone Holdings, offered to buy a 20% share in the company at 2,850p per share in cash. The offer, which represents a 39% premium to the closing share price on Friday, values the group at £1.38 billion. Rhone said it'll seek representation on the RHA Magnesita board. And for a full Daily Market report, go to RamseyCrookall.com. In other company company news, the elite club of US companies worth more than $1 trillion, that's £800 billion, officially has a new member, the US chip maker Nvidia. Nvidia's share price of the Californian concern raced past $412 today after having risen more than 30% over the past week. It comes after the firm shocked analysts, forecasting surging demand due to advances in artificial intelligence. Other members of the exclusive club of publicly traded American firms worth more than $1 trillion include Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, Microsoft, and now Nvidia. Nvidia started in 1993 and was originally known just for making computer chips that process graphics, particularly for computer games. The future, it would seem, is in AI.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed lower. Currency markets were choppy as investors kept a wary eye on global policymakers. Oil fell and gold bounced back. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London. The FTSE 100 was down 1.4% at 7,522. In Frankfurt, the DAX closed down 0.3% at 15,905. A short time ago in New York City, the indices looked like this. The Dow Jones Industrial down 0.4% at 33,951. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 0.6% at 13,050. Meantime, in Chicago, the S&P 500 up just almost 0.1% at 4,209, but of course the trading day is still on. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1.24, €1 15.6, and 24 South African rand 42.8. In commodities, gold's up 0.9% at 1,961, and a barrel of Brent crude down just over 4% at $73.92.
You've got an investment plan?
Yeah, Mike set it up.
But don't you need loads of money to do that?
Not this one. It's called Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, and you pay in monthly as little as £100. So it's like saving regularly, really helping us invest in the future. For a house, well, the kids' education.
£100 a month? I could easily do that.
You should. The sooner you start, the better.
Invest in your future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
Chris Dubai, good evening. A union's been formed to protect tenants in the Isle of Man. The Manx Tenants Union says the island's one of the few places in Western Europe that doesn't have protection for the deposits of renters, and they'd like to see some legislation made to protect them. Here are members Devon Watson and Kira Sauer.
We're a group of tenants who are fighting for better tenants' rights. The Isle of Man is the only country in Western Europe that doesn't have any updated modern tenants' rights laws. Even Tory-led government in the UK has introduced two sweeping broad sets of improvements to tenants' rights. And the Manx government has been slow, has introduced nothing. And we need to do this in order to keep young people on the island.
So we wanted to be an organisation that fights for tenants' rights because they're the ones who are bearing the brunt of the housing crisis at the moment. We think that housing is a human right and not a commodity for profit. So we'd really like to see the Manx government take that into consideration and really make an impact with that.
Already we're starting to get requests for help from tenants, people who are suffering from eviction, people who are suffering with inability to pay bills, people who need advice on basic rights. And this is stuff that we're beginning to try and provide. We want to work closely with other housing providers. We want to work closely in my other role as chairman of Douglas Council Housing. And what we've recognised is we need better rights for tenants, both in the public sector and the private sector. And any rights that are enforced in the private sector also need to carry on into the public sector.
I think one of the biggest things we want to do is get information out there about what tenants' rights exist at the moment, and then also to lobby the government in order to improve tenants' rights so that we can then educate about them as well. I think a lot of people aren't aware of what rights they have as tenants, and so we'd really like to improve on the awareness of that.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster My, Rob Pritchard.
Faster My, good evening. Whilst TT 2023 got underway yesterday, there was also a weekend of thrilling racing beforehand, which took place at the Balown course for the pre-TT Classic Road Races. Among the highlights from the 10-race schedule in the South, Mike Hose took his 21st pre-TT victory in the singles race, 251 to 350cc class, with Barry Davidson getting a memorable first Balown win in the 175-250cc class in the same race. Elsewhere in the first sidecar race on Saturday, the three-wheeling lap record at the meeting was shattered when Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson hit over 91 miles per hour, but retired on the last lap of the race to allow Bob Dawson and Matthew Sims to take victory. In the second day of racing on the Sunday, there were wins for Reese Hardesty in the Junior Superbike race, Adam McLean in the 500cc Senior Classic, Keith Shannon in the 250 Classic, and Dominic Herbertson in the 350cc Junior Classic. Meanwhile, the penultimate event saw a thrilling three-way battle for supremacy in the post-classic Senior Superbike race. After an intense seven-lap contest, Manxman Joe Yeardsley pipped Jamie Coward to take the chequered flag and his first road race win, whilst also setting a new lap record in the class of 106.535 miles an hour. The meeting as a whole ended on a slightly different note, as the sidecar race 2 was declared after just three laps due to a red flag incident, with Clark and Johnson announced as winners. The red flag was issued following a single machine incident involving driver Danny Quirk and passenger Dylan Weston at Stadium. Danny has since been discharged from hospital with a clavicle fracture, whilst Weston, who sustained leg fractures, is due to be transferred to a hospital in Liverpool for further treatment. Organisers are wishing both a speedy recovery. And finally, in football, FC Isle of Man will face National League opposition as part of their preparations for the 2023-24 season. The Manx club has confirmed they'll take on National League North outfit Southport in a pre-season friendly at the Bowl on Friday the 21st of July at 6:30pm. Elsewhere, FC Isle of Man are due to start their next season in the NWCFL Premier Division on Saturday the 29th of July.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 525 Loganair from Manchester came in 10 minutes early. Next inbound, the 10-8 Loganair from London City, the 5-8 returning patient transfer from Liverpool on time, and then the quarter past 8 inbound Gatwick from EasyJet won't be in until 5-9 tonight. Got some knock on there. Outbound, 6 o'clock, Loganair to Liverpool is on time. Then it's the 8:45, EasyJet back to Gatwick, delayed until 25 past 9. Now, the Mountain Road is closed. The rest of the TT closes in about 9 minutes' time for practising tonight and should be open no later than 9:30 tonight. Of course, all the action on AM 1368 and our digital channels. Cycling, of course, is prohibited on the mountain throughout the TT period. In Port Erin, you've got delays likely at the four-way traffic signals at Ballyfesson Road to install a new pedestrian crossing. And continuing throughout TT, the Malabena Road in Jerby has got phase closures for water main replacement. Remember, for all the information on traffic, go to manxradio.com. Click on travel, everything's there. And if you want to check out our page of webcams, go to community@manxradio.com. All the webcams right around the Isle of Man, including the rear of the TT Grandstand.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre, with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
A Douglas man described as a nuisance has been warned he's in danger of getting an ASBO if his behaviour doesn't improve. Richard Allen Cooley was sentenced at Douglas Courthouse after admitting committing three offences in 10 days. At court for us, Tessa Hawley.
The 63-year-old who lives on Tim Ward Road pleaded guilty to two counts of using threatening, abusive or insulting words or behaviour, and one of being drunk and disorderly. Police were called to his home just before 11pm on the 25th of April to reports Cooley was setting fire alarms off and shouting. He was witnessed shouting and swearing at his neighbour, later telling officers, "I'm going to get her." 3 days later, Cooley attended police headquarters demanding to speak to the chief constable about a complaint he wanted to make. He was said to be ranting aggressively and told senior officers who'd attended to him that he was complaining because he'd been offered a lift home by police on a previous occasion when he didn't want one. He began swearing and was advised to go home and sober up, but refused. On the 4th of May, police were called to Tim Ward Road after reports that Hewley was shouting at another neighbour who told him to go to bed. The court heard the offences put Hewley in breach of a previous probation order and a conditional discharge. The prosecutor described him as being in Last Chance Saloon. Hewley's advocate acknowledged that his client had been unpleasant to his neighbours, but added, "Shouting and blustering and huffing and puffing is what this man is about. This is an isolated individual," he added. "There's no quick fix here. The man has his difficulties. It seems clear we're dealing with a man who has significant alcohol issues." Fining Hewley £600, High Bailiff Jane Hughes told him he was undoubtedly a nuisance, telling him she'd consider imposing an antisocial behaviour order if he comes back to court in the next few months. She added, "Your behaviour has to stop." Hewley was also ordered to pay £125 in prosecution costs.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300.
That's tomorrow. It's 5 to 6 on Update Live from Douglas in the Isle of Man on Manx Radio. If you're heading out to watch TT over the next fortnight, take your rubbish with you, says the Beach Buddies founder Bill Dale, who's been discussing the impact litter can have on those who live on the course as well as on competitors.
I do remember, and I can't remember the name of the rider, but there was a guy in the TT one time who lost the race because something had blown up off the road on the TT course and gone over the vent to stop the engine cooling, and he was leading the race, and when they got in they found this piece of plastic was stuck on the front of the bike. So there is a genuine value in picking this stuff up, you know. But the main reason to do this is to, you know, it's an advert as well, isn't it? Because there's lots of people from across who are here. So it's good to do this to make the course look better. But more to the point, it reinforces the message about what we're doing. And, I keep saying this, it's not just about beaches.
The hedges around the TT course are surrounded by water courses and drains, and there's livestock around. Yeah. And, a lot of the plastic that's thrown out of car windows around the course can end up in it back into streams and then rivers, or indeed, as you say, in cows' stomachs.
Yes, and there's been incidents. I think a horse died with one of those balloons, one of those air balloons. One of these small things, and swallowed it and broke, and it choked up its system. I think it asphyxiated. I mean, you know, that's the real outcome of these things. And I'm sure there's lots more cases where we don't even hear about, you know. I have heard from farmers many times that they've lost animals because they've ingested plastics or something that, you know, shouldn't have been there, created by a human being. So as it goes along, there's more and more things that you find out about this.
That's it for Update tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Rhiann Evans. Stick around, TT Whatever the Weather with Ben Hartley, with the pressure that the men and women have after the news at 6 o'clock. That's it. Stick around for Tom Kane and Greatest Hits at 6:30, and I'll be back tomorrow at 5:30.
WINT.